too desperate to wonder, Han launched himself at Kizak, burying his shoulder in the Nargon's flank and pumping his legs, driving through like a smash ball player making a perfect tackle. Kizak barely teetered, but the huge alien did look toward Han, and that gave Leia the half-second she needed to jump onto the booth seat. Her lightsaber whined and crackled, and Kizak's remaining arm dropped next to the first. Two arms, maybe 3 seconds. Not fast enough. Han drove harder, trying to push the Nargon off balance, or at least distract him. Leia buried her lightsaber in Kizak's side. The Nargon roared and pivoted away, but not to retreat. Remembering how the lizard had smashed Jackal's knees, Han threw himself down on the huge tail, slowing it just enough to give Leia time to roll onto the table. The lightsaber fell silent for an instant, then sizzled back to life. Kizak let out an anguished bellow, then his tail whipped in the opposite direction. Han went tumbling and came to a rest against a flailing heap of armor. Jackal, writhing with two broken legs. Han spun and reached for the Mandalorian's blaster, then discovered that his numb hand lacked the strength to wrench the weapon from Jackal's grasp. Jackal pulled it free and started to swing the nozzle toward Han.
Are you crazy?
Han jerked his thumb toward Kizak.
He's the one who smashed Garn's face.
Jackal paused, and Han used his good hand to snatch the blaster away. So far, the fight had lasted 6, maybe 7 seconds. The other Nargons would join in soon. A tremendous banging sounded from the booth, and suddenly, Leia was trapped against the wall as the armless Kizak tried to kick the table aside to get at her. Kaig stood next to her, pouring blaster fire into the lizard's chest, but the bolts bounced away with little effect.
What are those things?
Han gasped. Jackal might have grown something like scaled death, but Han was already attacking Kizak from behind, firing with his offhand. The storm of ricochets was so thick, he did not realize he was caught in a crossfire until he stood and nearly lost his head to bolts screeching in from two different directions. Han dived and began to kick himself across the floor behind Kizak. The bolts had to be coming from the other Nargons, blasting on the run as they tried to push through the panicked crowd to help their companion. But who would do that? Fire into a brawl when their buddy was right in the middle of it. He continued to squeeze his own trigger, pushing himself toward Kizak's flank and firing toward the smoking hole Leia had opened up in the Nargon's ribs. Finally, he saw a bolt disappear into the dark circle. And that drew a reaction. Kizak spun, as though hit by a blaster cannon. Pupils diamond-shaped and wide open. Gray smoke began to billow from his chest, followed by blue spurting blood and something that looked like beads of molten metal. The Nargon lurched toward Han, his legs starting to shudder and spasm as he prepared to stomp his attacker into a greasy smear. Leia came leaping over the tabletop, her lightsaber flashing and sizzling as she batted blaster bolts back toward the other Nargons. She pivoted in midair, bringing her bright blade around in a horizontal arc. Kizak's head came off and went bouncing across the durasteel floor. Han saw the body falling and tried to roll away, but he was too slow. The huge corpse crashed down atop him, and the air left his lungs. In the next instant, weight vanished. He saw Leia crouching at his feet, one arm outstretched as she used the force to send Kizak's body flying into a charging Nargon.
You okay, Flyboy?
She asked.
I'm...
Han had to stop. His chest hurt something fierce, and the breath had definitely been knocked out of him. Still, he managed to get his feet under him.
Fine, I think.
Kaig scrambled from beneath the table. A flurry of blaster bolts nearly took his head off. He cried out in surprise, then waved an arm toward a dark corner.
Emergency exit!
He scrambled away, staying low and not looking back. Han did not follow immediately, recalling the strange sparks that had sprayed from Kizak's arm as Leia amputated it. He grabbed one of the limbs off the table and was so surprised by its weight that he nearly dropped it. He flipped the stump around and saw that instead of bone, the Nargon's flesh was attached to a thick metallic pipe, with just enough room for a bundle of fiber-optic filaments.
Han!
Leia used the Force to send the last Nargon stumbling back toward the bar, then grabbed Han by the arm and raced down a short passage, past the refreshers, and out through an open iris hatch. It wasn't until Kaeg sealed the hatch behind them and blasted the controls that she finally released Han's arm and took a good look at what he was carrying.
Really, Han?
She rolled her eyes in disbelief.
Souvenirs?